A new world order? How will President-elect Barack Obama fight terrorism? Last night on 60 Minutes, he promised that his administration would pursue Osama bin Laden with new determination.
I think it is a top priority for us to stamp out al-Qaeda once and for all. And I think capturing or killing bin Laden is a critical aspect of stamping out al-Qaeda. He is not just a symbol, he's also the operational leader of an organization that is planning attacks against U.S. targets.
But could an Obama administration really do anything new and different in pursuing Osama bin Laden? NPR's intelligence correspondent Tom Gelton is here now. And Tom, what is President-elect Obama's plan for going after al-Qaeda?
Well, Madeline, the first thing is that he says he would refocus the U.S. effort to put more attention on that objective. He always talks about this in the context of getting out of Iraq and turning attention to al-Qaeda instead. What we hear often is that the Bush administration took its eyes off the ball. Now, that is a good argument, Madeline, because at the end of 2001, in fact, the United States actually did divert a lot of intelligence assets from the pursuit of al-Qaeda to the war in Iraq, everything from satellite technology to Arabic speakers, various kinds of intelligence assets. However, just because you recognize that that mistake was made back then doesn't mean that you can just undo it now. First, those intelligence assets are needed in Iraq. Even if you withdraw troops from Iraq, that's going to be a very messy process, and there aren't a lot of intelligence assets that can be turned from Iraq to al-Qaeda. And the second thing, Madeline, is that the Bush administration has already recognized that it needed to refocus on al-Qaeda. In the last year, there have been dozens of missile strikes from unmanned drones. They're taking place now every few days in the Pakistan area. There really is now an intense effort to go after Osama bin Laden and all of al-Qaeda.
So this intense effort happened just in the last year. Why only in the last year?
Well, before that, they were distracted by Iraq. But there's another reason why there's been a real ramping up of this effort, and that's that the U.S. targeting capability has really improved because of advances in the ability to intercept electronic communications, everything from satellite phone calls to emails. And there is also more cooperation from the government of Pakistan. So it is easier now. The United States has a better capability to go after these al-Qaeda assets in that Pakistan region.
Now, Mr. Obama famously said during the campaign that he would go after Osama bin Laden wherever he may be, even if it means going across the border in Pakistan, and even if it means the government of Pakistan did not grant authority to go over the border, he would do so. Does that make him even more aggressive than the Bush administration has been with these drone attacks?
That did, in fact, create a bit of a ruckus, both in the primary season with Hillary Clinton and with John McCain, but it was really more of a dispute over how to talk about the effort than a dispute over what actually to do. It really was already, as I say, U.S. policy to go after Osama bin Laden with or without Pakistan's support.
Well, still, Osama bin Laden has not yet been found despite this aggressive new policy. Why not?
The answer we get from intelligence experts is simply that he's very good at hiding. CIA Director Michael Hayden spoke about this, Madeline, last week, just emphasizing that he's in a very rugged and mostly inaccessible area along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border, putting a lot of attention into his own survival. You know, some people say that he's not that important anymore because he has removed himself from some of the day-to-day aspects of the operations. But that wasn't Hayden's line. Here's what he said last week about why it does still make sense to go after him.
Because of his iconic stature, his death or capture clearly would have a significant impact on the confidence of his followers. This is an organization that has never been through a change at the top. The truth is, we simply don't know what would happen if bin Laden is killed or captured. But I'm willing to bet that whatever happens, it would work in our favor.
And Madeline, he did say that that is still a top priority of the CIA.
So that returns us to the beginning of this interview. And the first question, is there anything that President-elect Obama can do differently?
He could perhaps improve international cooperation, which is something that the Bush administration had trouble with. Secondly, he could really put more of an emphasis on going after the financial underpinnings of the al-Qaeda network.
NPR's intelligence correspondent Tom Gelton. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Madeline.